But I am old, thought Baucis to herself, and apt to be forgetful. I suppose I must have made a mistake. What excellent milk, said Quicksilver after drinking the second bowl. Excuse me, my kind hostess, but I must really ask you for a little more. Now Baucis had seen as plainly as she could see anything that Quicksilver had turned the pitcher upside down and had poured out every drop of milk in filling the last bowl. Of course, there could not possibly be any left. She lifted the pitcher as if pouring milk into Quicksilver's bowl, but without any idea that any milk would stream forth. What was her surprise when the bowl was filled to the brim and overflowed upon the table. The two snakes that were twisted about Quicksilver's staff stretched out their heads and began to lap up the spilled milk. And now, a slice of your brown loaf, Mother Baucis, said Quicksilver, and a little of that honey. Baucis cut him a slice, and although the loaf, when she and her husband ate of it, had been rather dry and crusty, it was now as light and moist as if but a few hours out of the oven.